You're tuned in to Nerd Overload, your weekly show for video games, movies, TV shows, comics, tech news, and more. Now your hosts, Cody Pinnick, Samantha Cross, Sam Dunham, and Josh Harrison. Recorded from the snowy tundra that is Marion, Ohio, you're listening to Nerd Overload, your favorite show that covers everything in pop and geek culture. I'm Sam.
I'm Josh.
And I'm Cody.
Thank you for tuning in this week. We have a great show for you. Let's not beat around the bush and get to some stuff that we've been checking out.
Let's see. What have I been checking out? I got for real cheap the Ninja Gaiden 3 for Wii U, and I've played it a little bit. It's pretty cool.
Cool.
It's really hard, like those games tend to be.
Sure.
I've already slid down to easy mode in shame.
Ooh.
But, it's Ninja Gaiden. Jump around. Cut people up. Really, it's really violent, which I skipped the second one, which I think is when they added all the gore.
I don't know. The first one was pretty bad.
Was it?
Yeah.
I don't remember dismemberment being a part of it.
It was there.
Oh. It was a long time ago when I played that one. I loved that first one.
Nunchucks were OP. Yeah. You get to fight a tank in that one.
Oh, yeah. You can fight a lot of stuff. You fight like this giant spider robot in the first level of 3. It's pretty cool.
Nice.
You get a sweet bow right off the bat that you can, like, auto-target people with. So you gotta, like, be cutting up a bunch of guys here and then get away for a second to auto-target a guy with a rocket launcher across the room so he stops pegging you with a rocket.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah. It's pretty cool. It's worth, you know, $15-$20 that you can get it for now.
Oh, okay. Excellent.
Still been playing that Onigiri game.
Oh, yeah?
It continues to be good. Like, I think it's legitimately good.
Excellent. All right.
I even checked some reviews online. Most of them are good, so I'm not losing my mind. That's where I was worried. I'm like, oh no, I really like this. Is it garbage? Is there something wrong with me? But there's other people that agree that it is also a good game.
Very cool.
Free to play. Check it out. It's on PC and PS4.
Have the other reviews been like, you know, I downloaded this as a joke, but it's actually kind of good? Or is
it just read the blurbs on Wikipedia.
Okay.
So.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Although there's a horribly designed boob cat girl character that doesn't even seem like she fits in the game. It's just there's a bunch of kimono-wearing feudal Japan characters, and all of a sudden a giant, scantily clad giant boob cat girl out of nowhere.
Hmm. Well,
it's pretty shameless.
Sounds like Japan-ish things.
Yeah.
Gallivant came back.
Oh, yeah, it did.
I still haven't watched it yet.
Oh, it's good.
It's better, I think, this season. The songs are much better.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. A lot catchier.
That's good. I like catchy songs.
Yeah.
Like, the first season had, like, three or four really good ones. This one, there's at least one really funny one per episode, one or two.
Cool. I hope Weird Al comes back.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, he was a monk, wasn't he?
The monks that took the vow of singing instead of silence. Yeah.
Not much else you could say about it. It's good. It's
without
not
being spoilery.
Oh, yeah.
There are some twists.
Yeah.
What's a twist?
Hey, we'll get to him later. They do a great song about them getting a second season. Oh, it's hilarious.
See, I love the self-referential stuff.
Oh, they do a lot of it.
Yeah.
Super meta and funny.
Cool.
They even urge you to not watch the Golden Globes.
I heard they weren't very good.
I never watch award shows.
I used to watch like the MTV Movie Awards when I was younger, but it was mostly for like the cool like skits, the stuff they'd record beforehand.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I think the one I remember watching the most was the one where Sarah Michelle Gellar and Jack Black hosted. That would have been the year that the first X-Men movie came out. Or not first X-Men. First Spider-Man movie came out.
Oh, wow. Well, that's a ways away.
Yeah. There was a Lord of the Rings sketch.
Wow.
Yeah. Just kind of give you an idea of that time capsule.
Wow.
That was like 20 years ago.
Shush. No, it was
It feels
not.
Like it.
The Oscars are kind of all right to watch.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I guess. Yeah.
If you follow along on Twitter, it's more fun.
Yeah, yeah. Twitter's really kind of become the digital Mystery Science Theater for award shows. It's kind of great.
It's the only reason to watch award shows.
Oh, yeah.
Following funny people on Twitter.
Yep.
Oh, I busted out the Lego Dimensions again for the first time in a while. I got caught. I had a stack of ones I hadn't built yet.
Yeah.
It continues to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, you showed me the Mystery Machine.
Mystery Machine.
That was pretty cool.
It's pretty cool. The basic form doesn't really do anything, but you can upgrade it to a Mystery Machine mech.
Oh, nice.
Which is pretty cool.
The Mystery Mech Sheen?
I think it's called the Mystery Monster.
Oh, it's even better.
I got the Bart one. Mm-hmm. It doesn't talk.
Really?
It's not even pre-recorded Eat My Shorts. It doesn't say anything. It's a real bummer.
That is weird.
He did not want to pay that Cartwright money.
Yeah.
I guess not. Ouch.
I blame Scientology. Nancy Cartwright is a huge Scientologist.
Did not know that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
she was calling people, like, pre-recorded message in Bart's voice about Scientology. She
really?
Got, you know, told to quit.
Well, I was not aware of that.
Oh, yeah.
Huh.
Oh.
Why celebrities? Why?
Well.
Because it's a huge tax shelter for their money.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
But other than that, were the sets, were they good? Like, was the Scooby-Doo, like, did it come with a level, or
no,
was it just...
it was just Scooby, Shaggy, the Mystery Machine, and a giant sandwich.
Nice. Nice.
And there's the Scooby-Doo, like, the open world area, and it was pretty neat. Deep cut, they had Scooby-Doo's parents.
Really?
Daddy-Doo and Mumsy-Doo are in it.
Wow, that is a deep cut.
Yeah.
Jeez.
No other ones, though. I don't know. I just haven't found them. I wish it was the Hanna-Barbera world.
That would have been cool. Yeah. All of a sudden, you see Yogi Bear.
Flintstones. Yeah. Jetsons.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be cool if they had a Flintstones pack.
That would be very cool.
Johnny Quest.
That's what I was... I kept thinking the whole time, I wish there was a Johnny Quest one.
Oh, man. What if Lego Dimensions hooked up with Adult Swim? Get a Venture Brothers pack, Rick and Morty pack.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
I mean, they got to know the majority of the people buying these are adults.
Oh, they have to.
They have
that's the price point.
Yeah, and there's so many like sets that would not appeal to children. Like Back to the Future, kids don't care about Back to the Future.
Yeah, no one cares about that.
There's another one, too. The Doctor Who one, I think, skews more toward the adult collector, I feel like.
Oh, I can believe it.
Even though it's a children's show.
It's a family show.
It's a family show. Yeah, it's a family show.
Yeah.
K-9 is a children's show, and it is bad.
Oh, I remember it was terrible.
I watched it on Hulu the other day for giggles, and it was so bad.
Like, even the design is, like, the redesign of K-9, and that is terrible.
And it sucks, too, because he comes out at first as regular K-9, and it's cool, and then, like, 5 minutes later, he...
explodes.
Blows himself up and rebuilds himself as a Fisher-Price's K-9.
Mm. Wasn't that? I thought maybe Disney or something had a hand in that.
I don't know.
It might have. I mean, I know Disney is airing Doctor Who.
Yeah.
Like the Disney XD channel, I think, or something like that.
Yeah, which is weird. The commercials for that are really weird.
They are. Well, they really try to kiddify.
Yeah.
I'm sure they have no idea how to advertise it.
Yeah,
too.
Like seriously, like I was watching a David Tennant episode the other day. I just happened to catch it on TV. And it was the one where they go to Earth, or a new Earth or whatever, and in the hospital, where they run into Cassandra again, and Cassandra puts herself inside Rose's body.
Oh, and she, you know, zips her
jacket down. And she's like hopping up and down. It's like being inside a bounce house.
Oh, God.
And she's like seducing the doctor and stuff.
Oh, jeez.
Like at one point, she like makes out with him, and she walks away, and he kind of slicks his hair back. He's like... still got it.
I don't think they'll play that one on the Disney Channel.
Probably
will they
not.
Play the one where the doctor confronts Satan?
With all the evil ood.
Yeah.
That episode is legitimately creepy.
He has to decide whether or not he's going to kill Satan.
Yeah.
Very special episode on Disney XD.
The doctor confronts evil itself. What are we talking about? Lego Dimensions.
Lego Dimensions. That's it. Yeah.
It's about time they started announcing, like, new ones.
Oh, have they?
No, they haven't, but it's about time. It's about time. They did.
Okay. I usually going to say it's about time. It's usually after they said they've announced something. That's why I was... Yeah, okay.
Although the Ghostbusters one is still coming.
Oh, it is?
And I want that one real bad.
Oh, absolutely.
Why not?
There's apparently a rebuild of the Ecto-1 that turns it into a submarine.
Cool.
Which is pretty awesome.
That's cool.
Sub-Ecto, Ecto-Sub.
Ecto-Sub. Sounds like a sandwich. You guess, it's a Subway sandwich that comes with the Ecto-Cooler.
Eat fresh.
I heard a rumor that with the new Ghostbusters movie coming out, they might be bringing Ecto-Cooler back.
Oh, I'd
buy it in bulk.
Yeah. I would be the happiest man alive.
I don't even remember if I liked it or not. Like, I knew I liked it, but I don't know if it was good.
I think it was just kind of citrusy, but I want it so bad because, like, I loved it. It was my favorite.
It's
when
like
I was
pineapple
kid.
Flavored, I think.
Tangerine.
Do we even know?
I've seen recipes.
I've seen some recipes,
but I know it has like tangerine Kool-Aid and
you've seen recipes and you haven't surprised me with my own Ecto Cooler.
I was trying to, but I can't find tangerine Kool-Aid anywhere. Oh. I have to look online.
I think it was like at a bad movie night or something. They played the commercial for Ecto Cooler, yeah. And ever since then, I've wanted it so
bad. Been jonesing for it bad.
Oh yeah. It seriously was like my favorite one. Well, I love Ghostbusters when I was a kid.
Oh, absolutely.
Like,
why not? Here. Yeah, totally.
Ghostbusters was the stuff.
Have you guys seen the mock-up action figures?
Yes, that's what I was going to bring up.
They're really
cool. Those are really cool.
I hope somebody gets mad every time we talk about how excited we are about the new Ghostbusters movie.
Yeah, email us, staff@nerdoverload.com. Let us know.
I hope somebody is just seething because they think it's so bad.
Ah, Nerd Overload got us again. Tricked us into listening about Ghostbusters.
Oh, get those girls out of my Ghostbusters.
Every news post about it, there's somebody who's going to be terrible. It's like, how do you know? They haven't even cut a trailer.
We've barely had set photos.
Yeah, you've seen still images. That's not enough to tell you whether a movie is good.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not why they're mad. But,
well, no, that's not why they're mad.
They're not angry for any reason that makes sense.
Right, yeah.
I had something else about LEGO Dimensions, but I can't remember what it was. It probably wasn't important.
Well, if it comes to you, just interrupt us. Just break into whatever we're saying.
I did get the second build of the TARDIS, which puts a bunch of lasers around the top of it, and it's a monstrosity, and I kind of hate it. Something as perfectly designed and iconic as the TARDIS, and now I've got a bunch of red Lego cones coming out the top of it. I don't like this.
I don't like that.
Sounds awful.
Yeah. I needed the rebuild to have a laser. I don't have a laser character, and that would have given me a laser, so I did it.
Mm. Lame.
I still need to get the flying DeLorean, too.
Oh, that would be cool.
I've got the electric-powered one, but not the... I still need to finish the main story. I get sidetracked by all the, like...
Toys.
Yeah, and the adventure worlds and stuff. There's some great Doctor Who missions in the open-world Doctor Who thing.
Oh, really?
You go around with Missy, who's voiced by... What's her... Michelle Gomez?
Yeah, that's her name.
Like, she's actually voiced by her, and you go and hunt down some Zygons.
Excellent.
I really, really, really love her.
Yeah,
and I really, really, really hate the fact that she's going to be on Gotham.
Oh yeah, she is, isn't she?
Yeah.
Oh well. Well, you know what? She'll bring that show up a little bit.
I don't want to have to watch it.
Well, you can watch her scenes on YouTube, and then that way they don't get their
monies,
their views.
Keep badmouthing Gotham. My mom loves it when you guys badmouth Gotham on the show.
I kind of like it.
I did hear that the Joker-ish character is going to be coming back next season.
The Jokesman.
Yeah.
I was going to say Trickster, but that is a thing.
That is a thing, yes.
Also, Jokester is also a thing, isn't it? Isn't that an Earth 2?
It's Earth 3, the good version of the Joker is the Jokester.
The Giggle Gangster.
The Chuckle Man.
The Giggle Gangster.
It's actually kind of a rad name.
I know, right?
Yeah.
I'm proud of myself.
That's a good one. Yeah. All right, well, hey, you know what? You were talking about the Toys to Life stuff. I'm going to go into mine real quick. I've been playing Shovel Knight again on 3DS. If you guys remember an older episode from last year, I talked about how much I love the game, but it is just a rage factory for me. It just gets so angry playing it. But I've picked it back up, and I'll tell you why. Because they've recently released the Shovel Knight Amiibo. The little Nintendo Toys to Life thing.
And I'm looking at him and he's awesome.
He is pretty awesome. You know what? It's added a lot of functionality to the game that I think the game sorely needed. It added extra power-ups that make the game more fun and interesting to play. And the level-up system with the Amiibo is cool. Actually, there's actually a gameplay element where before you would have to manually select what powers you're using, like kind of like Mega Man on the control screen. Now you can press the left and right triggers to scroll through them. And just that one little function makes the game so much more intuitive. It makes it just so much, because you can just hot swap between powers, and it makes it just so much better. It's great. I don't know how I played it without that function, actually. Plus, the amiibo is just really cool. It's really well crafted.
Yeah.
And this is the first third-party toy that Nintendo's put out.
Yep. Let Yacht Club games do.
Yes. So I'm hoping that kind of opens up the floodgates for other toys, but not too soon or too quickly because it gets expensive.
Yeah. I don't know what other third-party amiibos there would be since there's almost no third-party Nintendo games at all.
Yeah, true. You know what? If they started putting these out like 6 months earlier, I could have seen a Guacamelee, like a Juan.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, but isn't Guacamelee kind of more of an adult-ish game?
No.
No, not really. It's just like a Metroidvania, basically.
I know, but I'm talking about, like, you know, the jokes and the writing in it.
No.
Not necessarily, no.
No, it's no more, you know, adult humor than Shovel Knight.
Yeah.
It's the same kind of
I wouldn't know. I haven't played Shovel Knight.
Well, then.
Apparently, okay. You haven't played Guacamelee either.
Yeah.
I've seen clips.
Ah.
Something about a giant chalupa.
No, I don't remember that. That's a good sound clip for later.
All the character designs are amazing.
They're really good.
Yeah, I love it.
I like that game a lot. The other thing I've been checking out this past week was the 50th anniversary of Batman 66, the Adam West and Burt Ward show. So I watched a handful of episodes from that. And man, I don't know what else to say. Well, that's already been said about that show. It's great. I love it.
I need to get I want the DVDs, but they're so expensive.
Yeah. Well, you can get the first season for like $20 now. So that's not terrible. They split up the second season into two sets, and that's kind of sucks. But there were a lot of episodes that second season. There was like double. Well, it was like double the season.
It
basically was
a big order.
Yeah. But no, it's great. I still love the Riddler. Frank Gorshin did an excellent job as the Riddler. Just about everybody from that series just is on point. Even like the weird one-off characters like Louis the Lilac. It was Milton Berle as a gangster and Falseface. I forget who played Falseface, but you never saw his. It was basically their version of Clayface, but instead of him being made out of clay, he just had a like one of those clear, like it's like a full face mask, but it's clear, so it obscures him, and he's constantly like putting on disguises. Like he would turn his back and turn back around, and it's a different actor. And oh man,
Egghead.
Nothing beats Egghead.
Vincent Price.
One of my favorite scenes from that show was a cliffhanger. They were trying to read. They were going to read Bruce Wayne's mind. They had captured him because Egghead had deduced that Batman is of a certain age and he has to have a certain level of income to function as Batman, and he narrowed it down to Bruce Wayne. So he uses this like mind reading machine, and it cuts to, you know, goes to the second episode, and Egghead says, no, there's no way that can be Batman. All of his mind is like advertising jingles and dumb stuff and television commercials and stuff. And so he moves on, and Bruce Wayne comes out and says, yeah, he's trained his mind that under severe psychic attack, he just clears his mind of everything but like the dumbest stuff.
It's the Batman plot hole of everything.
Yeah.
Because he's Batman.
Yeah. Of course. But just great. And I forgot the first episode. It's the only one that does this, but it references his parents being murdered.
Huh.
Like, he just says it. Like, ever since my parents were murdered, I wanted to fight crime as Batman. So, yeah. Crazy. I loved it.
Oh, man. I still love the movie. I think the movie was like one of my favorite things to come out of all that.
I watched the movie a lot. Well, for the longest time,
the movie was all there was.
It's all you can get. Yeah. And it's weird to think 2 years ago, like Warner Brothers and DC treated Batman 66 as like something to be embarrassed about. Like they wouldn't talk about it. They wouldn't put anything out for it. Like it was like, oh no, that's goofy Batman. We don't talk about goofy Batman. And now it's everywhere. It's comics. It's toys. It's Lego set. Huge Batcave Lego set.
Oh, it's so awesome.
Are we going to talk about that? Or
we could. Yeah. You know what? Let's talk about it now. What the heck?
It's great. It's awesome.
And I want it.
It has the bat poles. It has the little Shakespeare bust.
Yeah.
It has a Catwoman and Joker.
Mm-hmm.
The Riddler.
It has Riddler, too?
There's a Riddler in it, too.
and the Joker has a little mustache and everything. It's perfect.
That's excellent.
Now, it's also $270.
Which is a lot, but it's doable. It is doable.
It looks worth it, too.
And at least it's not a $400 shield helicarrier.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's not even that cool.
It's a big ship.
Yeah. It's not a Death Star or a Batcave.
Yeah. And this Batcave comes with a Batmobile, right?
Yeah.
Batmobile, Batcopter.
Does it have the Batboat?
I think it might have the Batboat.
I think there's a motorcycle in there.
Yeah, the bicycle.
Cool. Yeah.
Excellent.
It, all around, it's really cool.
Yeah. Look very, it up. Cool.
Yeah,
you know,
for sure.
This isn't a visual medium, so it's kind of hard to talk about how cool a Lego Alfred. Set is.
Yeah.
There's an Alfred.
There's an Alfred, yeah. Okay, well, that's all I have for my check it out.
Well, I guess I got a sort of a check it out.
Okay. We'll take it.
I have been playing a game on my phone that you can no longer get. But
Sorry, everybody.
No, it's not Flappy Bird.
Okay.
It came out. It's an official LucasArts game. It's called Tiny Death Star.
Oh, I love Tiny Death Star. It was a good game.
Yeah, but because I downloaded it a long time ago, I can still download it on other devices.
Oh, nice.
And it's basically, there was a game that was real popular for like a hot minute called Tiny Towers. And basically you built up these towers with rooms and rooms and rooms and rooms and rooms. Well, LucasArts came out with Tiny Death Star, which is basically the same thing. Just with a Star Wars skin on it.
It's a microtransaction fueled sim tower.
Okay.
And all you're doing is building levels and getting people, tiny little pixel people, to work in your Death Star and make money.
Yeah, it has super charming pixel art.
Cool. I think I remember you playing that a long time ago.
There's a similar game out there right now called like Star Trexels.
Yeah, I've downloaded that and then immediately gave up on that one because I was like, eh.
I liked that one a lot, the Star Trek Trexels. It was different though because it had like you go on missions on planets.
There's a game out right now and it's fresh off the boat. It was like a Kickstarter game. Mm-hmm. And it's
fresh off the boat.
Based off the TV
it's based
series.
Off the,
fresh
yeah.
off the boat.
Yeah. It
That's
makes
a great
me,
show, by the way.
It's a good show, yeah.
I still never watched it. But it makes me mad because it's so new, it's super bugged, and I can't get the game to play.
Oh, uh-huh. Bummer.
It's called Pixel Starships.
I saw that on the App Store today, and I'm like, I'll have to check that out later.
Yeah, apparently you can get into like ship-on-ship like combat. You do up your ship like Tiny Towers and Star Trekles and stuff, customize, move stuff around. It seems really cool, like the premise of it, but I can't play it. It tries to take me into the tutorial combat mode, and it just freezes up.
Huh.
Like, the game tells you, push this arrow to zoom on your ship, and then push this arrow to zoom on the enemy ship. And when I go to zoom in on the enemy ship, the little icon disappears, and just there's a little finger cursor thing just pointing, and it just doesn't do anything.
Oh, bummer.
And I sent them a message about it. They're like, well, we're aware of that problem. Be patient. We're working on an update. And I'm like, okay, because everything I've been reading is everyone is talking about bugs and problems.
Yeah.
That doesn't help me now.
I know, right? And I'm like, yay, it's taken. And I've uninstalled it. I've reinstalled it. It doesn't help.
Yeah. Well, you know what? You run into that sometimes, and
making games is hard.
Yeah.
I know making games is hard, and I really want to play it because it looks so cool and the art's so cool, and I'm like, ah.
Yeah. Well, patience is a virtue, my friend.
Get on that, devs.
Yeah.
Of.
Yeah, you're listening.
Yeah. Sure, you're listening, Savvy Soda. That's the developers of the game.
Nice. I'm
trying to think. I've just been playing a lot of mobile games. That's all I've been doing here lately is just playing mobile games.
Yeah. Well, they're easy.
They are easy. Trying to think of something else new I've been playing other than Neko Itsune. As Samantha giggles over there about cats. Oh, I've got Surf Fingers, which is kind of fun.
Surf Fingers.
Yeah, you swipe up and down to make a level surfing area for your surfer guy.
Oh.
And if you don't make it level, he'll just die.
Oh, okay.
So it's like an infinite runner kind of.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. It's got really fun pixel art. And I've also been playing this Meltdown game, which is basically the Impossible game. You guys ever play that?
I've seen it played.
It's got a really cool soundtrack, and the music, to hear the song, you have to play through the level. And it's just really hard and frustrating.
Does it take place at Meltdown Comics?
No.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, in that case, all the mics wouldn't work, and they'd have some serious trouble. And
Patton Oswalt's talking, but you can't hear what he's saying.
You can't hear what, yeah. There's magic shows for whatever reason.
Well, this is some deep cuts to the Mystery Science Theater telethon that nobody's going to get.
No, someone's going to get it. And
this is for them.
You're welcome. All right, well, hey, you know what? Let's go ahead and take a break here. And when we come back, we'll talk about some news.
Hey, we're back. And that was Space Oddity by David Bowie.
The incomparable David Bowie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The Thin White Duke. Wasn't that one of his alter egos?
I don't know. I don't like it, though.
I don't. Yeah. Well, I think that's the one that the Venture Brothers like the...
Yeah.
His, what they use for that show. God, I
They did there's actually a picture with the new Venture Brothers stuff where he's dressed as Ziggy Stardust.
Yeah. Yeah. Or was that Pete White dressed as Ziggy Stardust?
Oh, that was Pete White. Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, we're not talking about Venture Brothers. We're talking about David Bowie. Yeah.
Unfortunately, on Sunday, just a couple of days after his birthday and the drop of his new album, passed away from liver cancer.
Mm-hmm. They said he'd been battling it for about 18 months.
Yeah.
This last go of it.
Yeah.
It's a real bummer. It really bummed me out.
Yeah. Same here.
Like, the biggest of bummers. Like, I was at work and my buddy Nate came up to me. He's like, hey, this announced somebody died. And I thought it was talking about, like, somebody at work. Mm-hmm. And he's like, David Bowie. I'm like, no. That's a hoax. You're lying. That's not true.
He's supposed to be immortal.
I know, right?
He lives through everything.
And then I got on. I went to break right after that, and I was looking. And it's like, yeah, it was.
It was one of those I couldn't do social media because every post was about it, it was making me too sad.
It was a lot. I was looking at social media. I was looking at Facebook and stuff, and. You know, I'd always liked David Bowie, but I guess I never realized how many of his songs I was into until people started posting them over and over on Facebook and Twitter and stuff. But no, it was he was a great musician. Ziggy's Stardust was probably one of my favorite albums. Was probably my favorite album of his. Then again, I'm kind of a sucker for concept albums.
Oh no, it's great.
Yeah, a lot of good hits came off of that one.
Oh yeah, just everything he did was just different.
Yeah.
I mean, even that last music video he did for that song Lazarus it's weird. I mean, I like it, but it's weird.
Yeah.
But again, if it wasn't weird, it wouldn't be David Bowie.
Exactly. Yeah. And I mean, he bridged the gap between, I would say fairly successfully, between music and acting as well.
Oh, yeah.
Labyrinth is the big one.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I love that movie so much.
It's a great movie. Have you guys ever seen The Man Who Fell to Earth?
No, I've been meaning to watch it even before my dad bought a copy for us to watch, and it's been sitting on his coffee table to watch it, and we just haven't done it.
I would say check it out. It's a trip. It's weird. And I mean, it covers a lot of the same themes that the Ziggy Stardust album cover. You know, isolation and, you know, being from another planet, coming and getting a way too wrapped up and influenced in the human society and that sort of thing, and being ultimately corrupted by that influence. It's a trip, and it's probably one of his better roles. So,
heck, I liked him in The Prestige where he's Nikola Tesla.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. Yeah.
There's a lot of good actors in that movie.
If you want to check out something David Bowie related that you probably didn't know, have any of you played Omicron the Nomad Soul, the game?
No. Never heard of it.
I think I did see something about it. Like, he does like a weird capture in it or something.
He did all the music for it, and there's some original songs he did for it, which later show up on his album Hours.
Oh, okay.
But he's a character he's two characters in the game, and it's a fantastic game. It's super just weird and different. It's by the people, by Quantic Dream, the people who did Heavy Rain.
Oh, okay.
So it's pretty experimental and different.
Yeah.
Very Bowie.
Yeah.
I think he did the music. I think he might have helped with the writing or something. He had a lot to do with it. He had a heavy hand in it.
That's cool.
And it's worth checking out just because it's so different.
Yeah, I'll have to check that one out. That sounds really interesting.
There's fighting game parts. There's first-person shooter parts. There's adventure game stuff in there.
Wow, a little bit of everything.
It's ridiculous.
Huh.
And for the most part, it all works. And it has, like, it's weird, like, you're not... The computer game is a connection to another world, and you're a soul controlling the people in it. So it's, like, has this huge, weird concept going on. Anytime you die, you become another person in this world.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's really cool, and more people should know about it.
It sounds very experimental. Yeah, I can, But yeah, it's just a bummer about David Bowie passing away.
So far this year is starting off crap.
It's not doing well for iconic musicians, I'll tell you that. I'll tell you, it's really kind of started opening my eyes to the fact that a lot of the big influencers in our generation and the generation preceding us, I guess, they're all starting to get up there a little bit, and I have a feeling we're gonna start seeing a lot of this.
I know.
I'm not putting the hex on anybody. I'd rather everyone live forever, but it's just one of those things where it's between Lemmy, who I never really thought was, you know, I would be affected by, but you know, I've started listening to a little bit of Motorhead.
Motorhead rules.
Yeah, I've started listening to a lot of it, and it's great. I mean, some of the stuff, his personal stuff, it was a little, I don't know, but Motorhead's great. And I mean, David Bowie, and I mean, it's, again, they're just going to see a lot of it.
David
coming up
Bowie
soon.
Is so iconic that you just don't even think of that he would ever pass away. Like, I just figure, you know, he's David Bowie, he's always going to be there.
Type
of thing.
Exactly.
He's like transcended human.
Yeah. Which, you know what? Maybe that's, succeeded in the persona that he wanted to put out, because that was very much for the longest time. That was the persona that he, to the public, that's what he was. He was just some weirdo outsider that was just going to be forever.
And the fact that he worked with so many great people, like, over the years.
Yeah.
You know, like Freddie Mercury and just everybody.
Yeah.
It's nuts.
Mick Jagger.
Yeah.
Did that Dancing in the Streets. Yeah. That should have been the song we played.
Yeah.
It's too late to go back now, but that's the song we should have played.
Oh, man. They're sitting there singing. They're like so close, they might as well start making out.
Have you seen somebody took the music out of it and they added a bunch of Foley sounds of them moving around? It's hilarious.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, man. I've been starting to see this meme float around the internet. It's got a J&K from Men in Black.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, you know, David Bowie died, right? And he's like, no, David Bowie didn't die. He just went home.
Yeah, I've seen that. Oh. Yeah. That's good. Well, listen, I don't want this show to become Super Bummer Fest 2016 or anything. So let's go ahead and move on to some news. But David Bowie is going to be missed, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
Extremely.
Yeah. Anyway, let's just make a hard right turn into news. Hey, there's some Nintendo NX rumors.
Their next system, the Nintendo NX. Mm-hmm. Still don't know really what it is.
No.
Nobody knows what, because it's not going to be your normal game system, because Nintendo's apparently done doing that.
Yeah.
They've got some gimmick up their sleeves, and we still don't know what that is, but we do know it was going to have an AMD graphics card.
Which is cool.
Yeah, that's a good sign.
Mm-hmm.
And that there's a Metroid Prime game in the works for it.
Yeah.
Hey, you finally got your wish.
Yeah. On a whole different system probably several years from now.
Oh, you knew you were going to get
it
anyway. Well,
not several, but, you know, at least a year, year and a half before we see that.
I would say so, yeah. And it was weird. They have a I don't know what it is. It's like a picture of it or a mock-up or something.
I think it's a concept picture.
I don't know if it's a Nintendo concept picture or somebody else's concept picture.
Well, whatever it is, it's weird because it has a D-pad and buttons on the face of the console.
And it just looks like a Wii U, but with buttons on the front.
Yeah, it's very weird. Although I guess the D-pad buttons, it's a power button and a eject and a couple others, it looks like.
But it's still really weird.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't look like something you're going to hold. You're not going to hold that in your hands.
No.
It's a brick. It'd be like playing games on a brick.
Unless it's like for when you don't want to use the remote control or the Wiimote to control what's on the screen, you can walk up to your TV, and it seems kind of backwards.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. I wonder if it's just a weird mock-up we're looking at.
Yeah, that could very well be.
I heard it's going to use cloud computing a lot, like when you're not using the processor on it, it might be using it for somebody else's game.
Oh, that's weird.
And vice versa.
Oh, so you're going to have to have a nice internet connection for it to do anything.
Yeah.
That's, I don't know if I like that.
I forget where I read that, right? Your games will look better or worse depending on what kind of cloud connection and how many people are on and using their system at that time.
Boy, I don't like that.
And apparently, if you leave your system in whatever mode it is so other people can use it, you get some sort of incentive, some sort of points of some kind.
Okay. Well,
for like a Club Nintendo-style store. This is apparently going to be what their new Club Nintendo is based on.
Oh, well, I mean, I forget. I hope it works for him. But
I wish I knew where I read this.
Yeah. Because
it sounds like a bunch of garbage. I don't know my sources, but I read this somewhere.
Speculation is high.
Yeah. Huh.
I don't know. Nobody knows what it is. And it's whatever it is, it's going to be weird.
Yeah. It's not going to be standard. Well, they had that controller a while back, didn't they? Where it had the...
They patented a weird screen controller.
Yeah.
That had buttons on the back instead of the front, because the front was a screen.
Yeah, that's just very weird. I don't know.
But it bodes well for backwards compatibility with the Wii U.
Very true, yeah. And you know what? I trust Nintendo enough to put out a quality product. Again, it's not something I'll probably pick up at launch. I'm going to milk my Wii U until it's dry, basically, until there's nothing left.
Some of that sweet Nintendo milk.
Oh, yeah.
Sweet Nintendo milk.
From Lon Lon Ranch.
Nice.
I'll get it at lunch because I'm
lunch.
Yeah. I'm going to go buy one. I'll get it at lunch because I'm a tool like that.
Well, staying on the Nintendo stuff, Pokemon 20th anniversary stuff.
Woo!
I don't know much about this other than it's old.
They're
it's an old game
celebrating
now.
The 20th anniversary of Pokemon with products.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
There's a special edition new Nintendo 3DS.
And a 2DS.
And I thought that was just for Japan. Are you talking about the transparent one?
No. Oh. There is a blue, a red, and a yellow.
Are they the see-through ones, though? See-through blue, red, and yellow?
I don't think so.
I haven't seen these ones.
All I really know is it's unknown if they'll be in North America, but they're definitely going to be in Europe.
Okay.
Which is weird, because it comes with, like, Nintendo product here lately. It feels like Europe is, like, Diet Japan.
Yeah, we've been getting screwed lately.
Yeah.
Europe already has Mario & Luigi Paper Jam.
Oh, they do?
We don't get it till the 22nd.
Lame.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Hey, at least we didn't have our Squid Amiibo stolen.
Out of a truck. Sure.
Yeah, I do remember that.
But they have been getting the sweet deal lately, and it's usually the other way around. Usually America gets everything first.
Yeah. Do you think it might have something to do with Nintendo's stricter video game rating board than Europe? Maybe. Because I know at least there's a couple games that either aren't being released here or being released heavily edited, like the...
I wouldn't say heavily edited.
Yeah?
Just the Fatal Frame. Are you talking about that?
A Fatal Frame, yeah.
They took a bikini out of it.
That's true. Yeah, I guess that's true.
They took a bikini off of a 17-year-old.
Yeah. Okay. See, I don't follow this stuff as closely as you guys do, so I just kind of hear stuff second.
Oh, there's a big hubbub about Nintendo censoring things, and everything they've censored has made perfect sense.
Yeah.
They took a bikini off a 7-year-old. They took an underboob bikini off of a 14-year-old in Xenoblade.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, I'm glad they kind of changed the Xenoblade one.
It's not appropriate for anyone, really.
Yeah, very true.
Oh, Japan. Well, anyway, Pokemon.
Pokemon. Yeah.
You know, the Pikachu in your bikinis.
Yeah, get some of that sweet Pikachu underboob.
Peekaboob.
There's your episode title.
There it
that
is.
That sweet Pikachu underboob.
Well, anyway, there's product. There's the red and blue 3DS. It's not an XL, which kind of sucks, but it's the cool new 3DS that has the removable
faceplates, which are really cool.
And it's coming with the red and the blue faceplates.
Yeah,
and red
Charizard
and blue.
Charizard and Blastoise faceplates.
In the old style art, too.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And they're going to come preloaded with red and blue automatically.
Okay, that's a $20 value right there.
Yeah, some people are debating if you're going to be able to swap Pokemon with yourself.
Not unless you got two consoles.
Yeah, or maybe through the
Pokemon Bank.
Yeah, the Pokemon Bank. Yeah.
I don't know if they're going to do that.
You don't think they'll hook it up to the Pokemon Bank?
I don't think so. I think that would take too much extra coding within the old ROMs. They had to hack it significantly to get the AR, not the AR. Is it near field?
I don't know, maybe it's near field
or whatever. Yeah,
whatever. Wi-Fi's. Yeah.
So that you don't have to use the wires.
Yeah.
They had to hack it significantly for that anyway. I don't think they're going to put any extra effort into it.
Yeah, and plus suddenly a lot of Pokemon that are really rare in the current games suddenly wouldn't be at all.
Yeah. Plus it would be one of those things where the games would have to arbitrarily add extra data to anything saved from the original games and transferred to the new ones, because the original games didn't have
dual types.
A lot of dual types. There would be a lot of like natures that the old games just didn't have.
Yeah, and moves didn't have types in the original.
Right.
So it would be, yeah, it wouldn't work at all.
Yeah. But anyway, the original, it's cool that they're putting the original games preloaded onto some special.
Oh, I'm
stuff.
Totally going to, when they release those, not really remasters, when they release those on the virtual console, I'm going to buy one.
Oh, I'm probably get yellow, because that's the one I played when I was a kid.
Blue. Blue till the day I die.
Well, get red then, since that's the only one left.
Oh, right on. There we go.
Let's see here.
Have ourselves some Pokemon battles.
Yeah.
Did you see that one of the legendaries from the new game is going to have like a new type?
What type?
He's a fire water type.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Steam type.
Volcarona.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
It is
first
interesting.
First one ever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's interesting. It's weird.
Yeah.
And the fact that it's a legendary. A
lot of steam attacks is what, like, it has like a big, huge, like, almost has like a
volcano.
Yeah, it's got
it.
Like a volcano.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's cool.
You know, it'll be interesting. You know, it'll attack you with like Portal 2 and Team Fortress 2.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I'll name it Valve.
Gabe in.
I don't know. They haven't really announced a whole lot of other stuff they're going to do. I mean, there's going to be a lot of stuff going on.
They're re-releasing, not re-releasing. They're doing a bunch of new Pokemon cards based on Gen 1 stuff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And the fact that they're bringing back the first generation or first series Pokemon cards.
Yeah.
At least
yeah.
in Japan. I don't
so
know
everyone can get their shiny Charizard.
I know, right?
Of their dreams.
Yes.
Did you see that news article where some guy bought like an old pack of Pokemon cards just found one and he opened it up and it had a shiny Charizard in it?
Nice.
Wow, that is some awesome luck.
I know, right?
I had a bunch of first edition cards back in the day.
I did too.
And they're gone forever now.
Oh yeah, yeah. A kid I went to school with, apparently his parents had disposable income because he would buy whole sealed boxes of boosters.
Oh,
wow.
God.
That's insane.
Yeah. I was like, what?
Wow.
The pride of my collection was a first edition holographic Alakazam.
Nice. Well, that's not a bad one. Yeah.
God, I used to play the crap out of that. It was like Kid Magic the Gathering.
I did not play Pokemon the card game.
I did.
I did. It's a good game.
It is a good game.
It's still fun now if you get them out.
Yeah.
I played that a lot. I played Magic the Gathering a lot, and I played Yu-Gi-Oh! A lot.
Mm. Never touched the Yu-Gi-Oh!
And so. Digimon. I had Digimon cards, too.
There was Digimon cards?
Yes. Wow. At my house somewhere, I still have a whatever Leomon's like final form was. Yeah,
I don't know about Digimon.
I love Digimon. In my brain, Digimon was superior to Pokemon, but that's just me. I thought they looked cooler.
I watched more of Digimon, but that's because they were.
It was a better
Saturday,
show.
Well, it was Saturday, a better show.
It was a better show, and it was Saturday morning on Fox, and that's pretty much all I watched when I was a kid.
Also, Nintendo announced there's going to be like special Pokemon releases from different retailers. You'll be able to go get codes for different Pokemon and stuff.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Right on.
They're remastering and re-releasing all the ridiculous movies that have come out over the years.
Movies. Yeah.
The first one's the only one I really
so
care
you,
about.
You can experience Ash's tears bringing Pikachu back to life again and again and again.
I thought that was Pikachu's tears bringing Ash back.
Oh, yeah. It was the other way around. Yeah.
Well, whatever.
Wow, bro.
Because I haven't seen that movie in a long time.
I've never seen that one.
It's the first Pokemon movie. It's the original one.
Pokemon the movie.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, outside
I went
of
to
the
theater to that crap.
Outside of the game, like the actual games, I really did not get into the extra Pokemon.
Oh, I went opening weekend so I could get the promo card.
Yeah, the gold ones?
Mew card.
Yeah.
No, nothing.
I remember doing the stupid cheat in my Game Boy game to get Mew.
Like a Game Shark?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
I remember a friend of mine on the bus to DC on the school DC trip had his Game Shark and was handing out Mews to everyone who wanted one.
That's awesome.
He's a Mew dealer.
Yeah.
I'll give you a Dunkables for that.
Yeah, Dunkaroo.
Some Ecto Cooler.
Yeah. We'll give you 3 Dunkaroos and an Ecto Cooler for your Mew. On my purple see-through Game Boy.
I had the clear one. The skin was clear.
Oh, my Game Boy Color was the one that came with Pokemon Yellow.
It was,
so mine wasn't it even... the yellow one with Pikachu on it?
It was.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had the purple one.
Yeah.
Oh, it was the first one that came out.
I think my folks, I got it for Christmas, and I think my folks picked it up solely because, well, I could get this Game Boy Color, or I can get the one that had a game with it for almost the same price. Let's get the deal. And it turned out it was Pokemon Yellow. But yeah.
Do you remember the Pokemon N64, the blue one?
The Pikachu one?
Yeah.
Oh, it's
yeah.
so cool. And his little foot is the power switch or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. I remember that. With the Hey You Pikachu with that
crappy
mic. Oh,
that game
mic.
Was garbage.
It was terrible.
It was a terrible game.
I've seen playthroughs of it, and it's just the worst.
No, the only good Pokemon games on 64 were Pokemon Stadium and Pokemon Snap.
I'm surprised they haven't made another Snap. Especially
I know,
with the
right?
Wii U controller.
Yeah. Not going to happen now.
No, definitely not.
But hey, we need to get some more news.
Yeah, we're kind of running out of time. They're trying to cast a new Han Solo for the
young Han Solo.
Yeah, for the Lord and Miller powered Han Solo side movie.
Yeah, I'm looking at the list here and I don't recognize hardly any of them. Some of the names that stick out to me is Dave Franco. James Franco's younger brother.
Better known as James Franco's brother.
Yeah. Let's see. Miles Teller, who was Mr. Fantastic from the new Fanforstic movie. And
get that crap out of my Star Wars.
I want nothing to do with that actor. Get him out.
I would rather have George Lucas directing Star Wars again than have that
no,
tool in there.
Well,
no,
there's
no.
a petition for you.
I know.
You want that.
I know. I don't.
What is the deal with that? I saw a blurb about that. What?
Fans aren't happy with the way J.J. Abrams treated Star Wars, so they want George Lucas to come back.
What fans?
The ones that don't like Rey.
Why?
And the ones that don't like Finn because he's black and Rey because she's a woman, they want...
Or Poe because he's undistinguishable ethnicity.
Yeah, stupid.
And the people
stupid
who
idiots.
Are unhappy are people whose opinions do not matter.
Yeah, but they've started a petition to get George Lucas to come back because they heard George Lucas also didn't care for the new remake. And like, hey, he's one of us.
George, all those basement trolls.
George yeah. Lucas wanted to name a character Darth Icky, so...
Yeah, he did.
True.
Hey, fans, you want George Lucas to come back? Just remember that he worked on the Ewoks movie.
He did. That's right. But anyway, of these people that are looking to be cast, I don't know. I think Dave Franco is going to get it if we're going by this list. Just because, I mean, I have a picture of like the main of this article I pulled up, and of the three that they have in like the main thing, he looks the most like. He looks like he could do... He could,
a Han Solo.
Looks like a Han Solo.
I mean, I can't think of anybody...
I can't.
At
no.
all.
No, neither can I.
You think they'll get a teenage angsty Chewbacca?
Oh, yeah.
He has, like, a red streak in his hair.
Yeah, he has real long hair, like, longer than usual. Like, the top of his head is just, like, super long.
It's, like, in his eyes and stuff.
Yeah.
He's just sitting there, and you're like, he's sitting on the Falcon just smoking.
Wearing his Slayer t-shirt.
You're not gonna tell me to clean my room, Han.
He's got like one fingerless glove on.
Oh god, the bandolier that he wears is filled with clove cigarettes.
and it's covered in band buttons.
Han Solo takes the guitar with him everywhere for some reason. So he can play Space Wonderwall. This is gonna be a terrible movie.
Oh my god, I don't know how to top that.
Oh, wow.
You win the internet today, Cody.
Yep.
Space Wonderwall.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, here's Space Wonderwall.
By Space Oasis.
It's figuring Dan's, like, side project.
Speaking of Star Wars, Billy Dee Williams is confirmed for the next Star Wars. Not the next Star Wars movie, but the next one in the...
New trilogy.
The
next main one. Yeah, and that's great. I mean, they pretty
much... No surprise.
They had said that they were going to try to do that anyway, and he had mentioned something about it a while back, but now it's official, which is good. I'm for it.
It's not like he was doing much.
Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
How many capes has he worn on Dancing with the Stars?
He wore multiple. I mean, he did have a blue sequined cape that first time he went out dancing. I'll tell you, I didn't watch a whole lot of Dancing with the Stars. I watched every episode that Billy Dee Williams was on. Every one of them. Poor grandpa could barely move. But.
Oh,
I hope they don't kill him off.
Shut up. You're a death sentence.
Do we want... That's spoiler territory.
Yeah, we don't want to... Yeah,
all right.
I mean, it's been out for a long time now, and I'm pretty sure everybody's seen it, but I don't really want to talk about it because it's upsetting.
Oh my God, I saw a picture of some dude's car, and ablazoned across the back windshield of this SUV was... You can cut all this out, but it's...
Oh.
Just driving down the road.
Oh, what a dick.
Wow.
A lot of people online were like, that's how you get busted windows.
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, I think we've pretty much hit our limit for the week. So, you've been listening to Nerd Overload. Thank you very much for tuning in. You can find us each and every day over at nerdoverload.com.
You can also find us on Facebook, if that's what you so desire, at facebook.com/nerdoverloadwebsite.
You can email us with any requests, comments, arguments, staff@nerdoverload.com.
Interesting
anecdotes.
Send us some GIFs.
GIFs, dirty
GIFs.
Jokes.
Limericks.
You can tweet us those things, but only if they're 140 characters or less, @nerd_overload. That's the name.
I heard they're actually talking about upping the character limit.
They are thinking about it.
That would be, I mean, whatever.
I don't care. Yeah, whatever.
That's cool.
I don't tweet.
You'd still have to click a button to see all of it, and nobody's going to do that anyway, so who cares?
Right. Anyway, we made it, guys. We got through this one.
It's another hour in the can. Thanks for listening.
Yep. We'll be back next week.
Pizza out.